Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. Today, we're going to be looking at the kinds of stories kids are engaging with these days, and I think you'll find it pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Especially like through educational apps.
Right.
We've got a whole stack of articles here.
Yeah.
Pulled from what's being shared with young learners. You know, it's kind of based on this app called The Juice.
Right.
Not to promote it or anything.
Yeah.
But just kind of looking at what they're sharing with kids.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
It's fascinating to peek into that world, you know, and see what's capturing their attention.
Totally. It's like a window into their classrooms.
Right.
But from like the parent or teacher perspective.
That's so exactly.
First up, we got this story about the Amazon River drying up.
Oh, wow.
Hitting record lows and causing some major disruptions.
Yeah. We've been talking a lot about climate change globally.
Yeah.
And this is a really stark reminder of the effects that we're seeing all across the world.
The article even mentioned, you know, essential supplies.
Yeah.
Like medicine are becoming harder to transport.
Oh.
Like, can you imagine trying to explain that to a kid?
Yeah. No, that's really tough.
It really brings the issue home.
Yeah.
What do you think are some good conversation starters with kids about this?
Well, you know, it is tough to talk about, but I think it's a great opportunity to talk to them about the interconnectedness of our world.
Oh, that's a good one.
How something happening in South America can actually have ripple effects across the globe.
Right.
You could ask them, what do you think relies on the Amazon River?
Yep.
Or how do you think people are adapting to these changes?
That's a great one.
And then that can also spark a bigger conversation about climate change and our responsibility to protect the environment.
Absolutely. And speaking of adapting, the article also talked about the Brazilian government's plan to dredge the riverbed.
Oh, wow.
It's a massive 5-year project.
Wow.
The first of its kind on this scale.
Yeah. And that's a, you know,
it's already crazy.
It's a really bold move.
Yeah.
And it shows how seriously they're taking the situation.
Right.
But I think it also raises some interesting questions about the long-term impact of a project like this.
Right.
Like, is this really a sustainable solution? Mm. Could it actually harm the river's ecosystem in other ways?
Interesting.
So these are things I think worth exploring further.
Right. It's a great example of how even solutions can have unintended consequences.
Exactly.
It's like a real-life science lesson unfolding.
Yeah.
Okay, let's...
Let's shift gears.
Let's shift gears to something a little lighter.
Okay.
We've got this really interesting study about picky eaters and genetics.
Oh, fun.
Turns out being a picky eater might not be just a phase, but actually written in your DNA.
Wow, I love that. That's so interesting because, you know, for so long we've attributed picky eating to, you know, behavioral issues or parental influence.
Oh, for sure.
But this is saying that like 60 to 84% of a child's pickiness is actually inherited.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's crazy.
Like, imagine that, like, your taste buds are pre-programmed.
Whoa.
That's wild.
It is wild.
So all those battles at the dinner table might have a scientific explanation.
They do.
After all.
They do.
What kind of conversations do you think this study could spark with kids?
Well, you know, this is a great way to introduce the concept of nature versus nurture.
Ooh, okay.
How much of who we are is determined by our genes and how much is shaped by our environment.
Mm.
You could ask kids, like, what are some things you think you inherited from your parents?
Oh, I like that.
Or what are some things you've learned from your experiences?
I love it.
It could be a really fun way to explore those questions.
Right.
About identity and development.
It's so true.
Yeah.
And it might even make those dinner time battles
totally.
A little less stressful.
If parents understand that some kids are just wired to be more sensitive to certain tastes.
Exactly.
Now, our next story takes us from the dinner table to the political stage.
Oh, boy.
It's about a comedian who made a controversial joke about Puerto Ricans.
Okay.
At a political rally. And it's sparked a lot of debate about the line between humor and offense.
Hmm. This is a good one.
Yeah. It's a timely reminder of how words matter.
Especially in a politically charged environment.
Yes. Especially in an election year.
Right.
So how do you think we can help kids understand the nuances of this situation?
You know, I think you could ask them what makes a joke funny,
Hmm.
or can a joke ever be hurtful, even if it's not intended to be?
Ooh, that's good.
It's a chance to discuss the importance of being mindful of others' feelings and understanding that humor is subjective.
Right.
What one person finds funny, another might find offensive.
So true.
Yeah.
And it's a good reminder for all of us, not just
Oh,
kids,
for sure.
to think before we speak and to be aware of the impact our words can have.
Especially in today's world where information spreads so quickly and easily online.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Yeah.
That's so true. It's scary how fast
It really
things can spread.
Yeah.
This story also raises the question about the role of humor in politics. How can we help kids understand that even jokes can have
Right.
real-world consequences?
Well, I think it's important to explain that politicians often use humor
Oh,
to
yeah.
connect with their audience or to try to make a point.
Right.
But it's equally important to help kids develop their own critical thinking skills so they can evaluate the messages behind those jokes. You
Yes.
could ask them, what do you think the comedian was trying to achieve with this joke? Or how do you think different people might react to this joke?
Oh, that's a good one. That's a
Yeah.
great point. It's about empowering them to be informed consumers
Right.
of information, even when it's presented in a humorous way.
Thanks.
Now, for a complete change of pace,
Okay.
we have a heartwarming story about a man who broke a Guinness World Record by walking 38 rescue dogs simultaneously.
What?
38
Oh my God.
rescue
I
dogs.
can barely handle walking my one dog
I know. Can you imagine?
without tripping over the leash.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Like a whole pack of pups.
Yeah.
The purpose was to raise awareness for rescue animals in South Korea.
Oh, wow.
What are some ways we can connect this story
I love that.
with kids?
That's such a feel-good story.
It really is.
It's a testament to this guy's dedication, but it's also just like
Right.
the power of community and how we can all come together to support a cause.
That's so true.
Yeah, and I think it's a great opportunity to talk to kids about empathy and the importance of caring for animals.
Yeah.
You could ask them, what are some ways we can help animals in need? Or what qualities do you think it takes to care for so many dogs at once?
Oh, that's a good one.
And it could even spark conversations about responsible pet ownership and the joys of adopting a furry friend.
Yes.
So it's just a really heartwarming story.
I love
But
it.
yeah.
This story also touches on the power of community.
Totally.
It takes a village to walk 38 dogs,
I would imagine so.
right? It might be fun to ask kids,
Yeah.
what are some ways we can work together to make a difference in our community? Or what are some causes you care about and how can you get involved?
Right.
Speaking of impact, our final story for this segment takes us to Ukraine,
Okay.
where the population has tragically declined by 10 million since the war began.
Wow.
It's a heartbreaking reminder of the human cost of conflict.
Yeah, that's really heavy.
Yeah.
And you know, it's important for us to be aware of these things,
Yeah.
to make sure that, you know, we're thinking about the long-term effects of war, not just on individuals, but on entire societies.
Right.
And the story also mentions plummeting birth rates, which adds another layer of complexity to the situation.
It's hard to even fathom the scale of this loss.
It is.
10 million people. That's more than the entire population of some countries.
It's unbelievable.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
What are some sensitive ways
Yeah, that's tough.
to approach this topic with kids?
It is tough. And I think, you know, you have to be honest,
Right.
but also age appropriate. You could start by asking, what do you know about what's happening in Ukraine?
Right.
And just gauge their level of understanding from there.
Yeah.
You could then explain that war forces many people to leave their homes
Right.
and that sadly, some people lose their lives.
Right.
And it's also a chance to talk about the importance of peace and the work being done to help those affected by the conflict.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
It's a heavy topic. But it's important for kids to be aware of what's happening in the world.
It is.
And it can also be an opportunity to foster empathy and understanding for those experiencing hardship,
Absolutely.
and to show them that even in the darkest of times, there's always hope. And there's always people working to make the world a better place.
There are.
Yeah.
It's striking. You know how these stories, they all cover different corners of the world,
Yeah.
but they really highlight this interconnectedness, like
Yeah.
from the Amazon's impact on the global climate
Right.
to, you know, what's happening with the war in Ukraine and how that's affecting, you know, people globally.
Totally.
It's like we're seeing the butterfly effect
Yeah.
in action. And on that note, as we wrap up our deep dive into the world of kids' content, what's the one key takeaway?
Ooh, good question.
you'd want our listeners, parents, teachers, anyone who interacts with young minds to walk away with.
I think the most important takeaway is to just stay curious alongside the kids.
Oh, I like that.
You know, these stories are just a starting point.
Mm-hmm.
Ask them questions, encourage them to explore their interests.
Yes.
Foster those meaningful conversations.
Yes.
Until next time, keep exploring it out.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.